Good afternoon, Contract Machining.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Fred in?
No, he isn't. May I take a message?
Yeah, you might be able to help me out. My name's Nico. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here. I was in contact. Let's see here. It looks like it was a couple quarters ago about some of the programs that we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. I was told to follow up around this time of the year. Is there anyone else around that kind of helps Fred with the finances, or is that all him?
No, that's all him. And right now, we're not doing any of that. We've done all that we're going to do this year.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, I was just told to follow up, so I was just giving a friendly call, seeing how everything was going. Do you mind if I leave my information with you so that,
sure,
you know, he can just maybe give me a call back so I can,
sure,
see when the next best time would be to maybe follow up with him?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Nico, N-I-K-O.
Okay.
And then the Bank of Cardiff is spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank, so it's like car and then different.
Uh-huh.
And my direct line is 858-779-0432. And I guess you can just let them know I'm just trying to touch base in regards to equipment financing and working capital. When did you guys recently bring on those pieces of equipment?
We've done it throughout the year.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's possibly why he told me maybe follow up towards the end of the year, just in case he was looking to do it again. That's good. All right. Well, hopefully, you know, there's something that can come out of this if Fred is still interested in bringing something on.
Okay.
Does he happen to have an email address just in case he doesn't get to see the message?
Let's see. I don't know it off the top of my head. Let's see. It is, oops, Fred R.
Mm-hmm.
111238 at iCloud.com.
iCloud.com. Well, that's the first time I've seen an iCloud.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anybody really uses that. You guys got Max over there?
He does, yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. We're too busy talking about Fred here. I totally forgot yours.
Janet.
All right, Janet. No, I really appreciate the help. But by any chance, has, you know, out of curiosity, has Fred mentioned if he was still looking to bring on equipment? Or is,
no,
you know,
not now at this time.
Right. And I guess, you know, how's business been since I last talked to him? It's been a little while, so obviously sometimes things can, you know, change, but just out of curiosity here.
Pretty steady.
That's good to hear. Is it typical for you guys? Like, do you normally see that type of steadiness throughout the year or
uh-huh.
towards the end of the year? Do you guys start to pick up?
Right now it's getting ready to get a little slow.
Hmm. Okay. I know it kind of varies. Some of my clients who are in the machine shop and manufacturing industry there, they have a busy season during the summer where most of their clients would start piling in orders. But what I typically see is a lot of their customers start just throwing orders their way towards the end of the year just to hit those budgets. Does that ever happen to you guys?
Sometimes, yes.
Right. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell with the election year and everything.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, all right, Janet, you know, if you don't mind letting him know that call, just try and touch base with him and see if there's something we can do to help out, if he's possibly still looking for some newer pieces of equipment or needs some extra cash. I would love to be able to, you know, throw my hat in the ring, kind of help out, and also send him an email, too, so you can let him know of that.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. You take care now.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.